Let's move along here to Faye, who's calling us from Renton. Hi, Faye. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hello, doctor. Thanks for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is to find out what you would recommend for neuropathy, toes, foot pain.
All right. Well, I'm sure you've done this already, but this is something I ask everybody to do is they got pain in their toes, and that is to check with their chiropractor and make sure that they don't have a misalignment in the lower back. So if you've done that already, congratulations. And if you haven't, it's something to consider, because sometimes rather than taking something, it's a matter of getting an adjustment made in the lower back. But when it's not that, there are certainly a number of things to take. And may I impolitely ask you your age, ma'am?
So this is for my mom. She's in her 80s, and her actually, I think it's the result of having diabetes. Her blood sugar is under control now, but that's the damage from past. It's been done. Her toes are turning purple. She had a surgery to open up a blood, so she gets blood to her toes and nerves. But about two months after surgery, she has lots of pain in her toes, and the color improved, but now it's bad again.
Okay, ma'am, well, I'm going to go to the Merck Manual for 1957. I am not kidding you. This was the last time it was published in one of those Merck Manuals. And what they were talking about is nerve pain that was cleared up by injections of vitamin B12 and vitamin B1. And the reason they were talking about it is they happened to have a patent at that time on making bioidentical vitamin B12. As soon as that patent ran out, they dropped the whole idea from their book. But what it said in there is a combination of vitamin B12 and vitamin B1 frequently helps people who are having peripheral neuropathy. And if we happen to be in our 80s, ma'am, we very, very likely have a need for vitamin B12, because by the time a person gets to be 80, if their fat stomach is still making the factor that is totally necessary for the absorption of orally ingested B12, goes down the stomach, has to be grabbed by this factor called intrinsic factor. If our stomachs are still making intrinsic factor in our 80s, that person needs a whole lot of congratulations, but mostly they aren't. And that's why so many people in their 80s are getting B12 shots by themselves. But what the Merck Manual told us is we combine it with B12 with B1, which is thiamine, and we take a series of those injections, that it's very likely to help peripheral neuropathy, particularly the older we are. Now, that's not the only thing, and yes, you do need a doctor for B12 combined with B1 injections. They prescribe it, they show you how to draw it up into the syringe, and you can do it at home, but you still need the doctor. There are some other things, too, and you mentioned that she was diabetic, and so there's this stuff called alpha-lipoic acid. Have you heard of that? It's in all the natural food stores.
Yes, sir.
And has that been tried yet?
No, she hasn't, no. She hasn't tried anything yet.
Okay, well, I'm looking at Dr. Gaby's textbook right now, Textbook of Nutritional Medicine, and let me give you a cool quote, ma'am. Alpha-lipoic acid has been found to be an effective treatment for diabetic neuropathy. See Chapter 296. Mm-hmm. So I think I'd start there. If she has had diabetes, is with the alpha-lipoic acid. Now, it's really fairly impossible. I suppose you could swallow the contents of the whole bottle every day and eat up 3 or 4 bottles in 3 or 4 days, and you just might overdose. But other than that, it's kind of hard to overdose yourself with alpha lipoic acid. So you might get some of that and see if it does her some good. Now, any of these things, including the B12 shots and the B1 shots, any of these things for a neuropathy, they take some time to work. They do not work the very first day usually. They're not pain relievers. They're actually things that help us to rebuild nerves. So anyway, with this being Dr. Gaby's textbook, that's one of the places I'd start with something you can pick up and do on your own and you don't need a prescription for.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And if that doesn't work, well, you let us know, and there's some other things too, but those are the two I'd start with because of age and medical condition.
Yes. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.